Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The case of New York's Attorney General coming after peaceful, pro-life individuals who want to share the gospel and the message of hope, who have done nothing wrong, is becoming more shocking as the evidence continues to unfold and their case crumbles. We're going to continue to talk about this case because it's continuing to go on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, if we are wanting to write a bizarre script, we would not have come up with the script that's coming out of this case in New York. The Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, has filed a lawsuit against 13 peaceful pro-life individuals, including our client, Scott Fitchett Jr., who merely shares the gospel peacefully on a public sidewalk. They have no evidence against him. And what we found is that the founder of this abortion clinic goes back to 1971. Hundreds of thousands of children have died there. What we found is that she says in her memoirs, Intimate Wars, that abortion is the taking of a human life, and that is precisely what gives power to the abortionist and the woman, that it allows and accomplishes the taking of another human's life. And now what we find is they've made their so-called escorts, the people that accompany these women going to the death mill, make fake Facebook accounts. Mm. And now one of them that was on the stand recently, Mary Lou Greenberg, is a spokeswoman for the Revolutionary Communist Party USA.
Yeah, that seeks, as we've talked about before, seeks to literally through violent revolution to overthrow the United States government. Again, you mentioned we can't make this stuff up. But again, we shouldn't be surprised that this woman who is Greenberg, who is the leader of the escort program where they march these women who are the cash cow for the multi-billion dollar abortion industry, as they march them to the death chambers where their children are going to be dismembered alive. You know, we shouldn't be surprised that this woman is communist and that her ally here, the Attorney General, her legal ally, Schneiderman, has said that in the United States, we don't get to choose our own point of view. That's a communist position.
Yeah, that's a communist.
So we shouldn't be surprised that she's openly communist. Yeah.
And it's illegal. Yeah. Illegal for them, the Christians, to be speaking. But think about, here's another little point of the story. Our chief litigation counsel, Harry Mehet, grew up in communist Romania.
Yeah, he knows what it's like.
Exactly. Can you imagine him having to question her for hours, her advocating a communist revolution here in America? And here he is. He came from that and found freedom in America. Can you imagine what's going through his heart and mind as he's questioning this woman?
Yeah. Harry Mehet is our chief litigation counsel. And at age 12, he lived in communist Romania. He participated in the Christmas Revolution of 1989, which brought an end to the brutal 45-year reign of Nicolae Ceausescu and his predecessors. He has seen it all, he says. Mm. He has seen it all both in communist Romania, where his first day of freedom literally was on Christmas Day, December 25, 1989. That was the first day that he and his family and the Romanians experienced freedom in 45 years. And he's been at it. He's been
there. Harry is so good. He's such a wonderful attorney and has such a three-dimensional view of freedom and the import of the First Amendment. And Schneiderman just trampling on the First Amendment overtly, saying that basically the First Amendment doesn't apply when it comes to abortion, that we can't choose our own point of view in the United States. Harry says this, quote, "The top law enforcement officer of the state of New York not only overlooks a seditious communist's incitement of violence, but actually partners with her to silence pro-life citizens who have never advocated any violence of any kind. A.G. Schneiderman's tactics would have made the communist who oppressed my people for decades quite proud."
And who is this woman? This is a woman who is the head of the escort program. These are people who escort women, families into the abortion clinic so that they won't hear the pro-lifers nearby. They're escorting these people for one purpose, to kill their unborn child. Mm-hmm. And this woman was put on the witness stand to advance the state of New York's case by the Attorney General. It was their witness. They chose her. They put her on the stand. And this lady is the spokeswoman for the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. And there are federal laws that say if you advocate the overthrow, the desirability, the propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States by force or violence, that is a felony punishable by up to 20 years in prison. And what does she advocate? Well, the Communist Party that she is a member of, she...
spokesperson for.
And yeah, she's a spokesperson. They openly advocate the overthrow of our system of government as soon as possible. They are advocating an actual revolution.
Armed revolution.
Armed revolution. They're advocating bringing this to a conflict of real physical violence. Armed revolution to take the weapons away from those in the United States and use them against the United States and its citizens, and to rename the United States to the Communist Party, the new socialist republic in North America. That's her goal, a violent overthrow of the United States of America, renaming this country to the new socialist republic in North America. She's not just a member. She is a spokeswoman. They have prepared a 7-point plan for an all-out fight, a revolutionary fighting force. And I'm reading from their quotes. This is not a paraphrase. This is reading from some of the things that they've said. They've got a 104-page manifesto. And it says in this manifesto that once the overthrow occurs, they will suspend due process until those who are opposed to the revolution are duly punished. So they're not only wanting to take over the United States by force, but once they do, they want to punish anyone who was not on their side.
But in the meantime, they're killing innocent Americans, innocent unborn children.
They're doing that
every
now. They're killing
day.
Them now.
Every day.
Yeah, so why would we be surprised that they would, you know, whether they're a child in the earlier stages
right.
of development or a child, you know, in, you know,
a grown-up child.
That's a bloody revolution
or a,
right
or a
there.
Grown, or a grown adult. Why should we be surprised that people who have already embraced mass murder and genocide, why should we be surprised that they wouldn't advocate violent genocide and the overthrow of the United States government? Well, Harry added, he said, "For the sake of my beloved adopted nation, I earnestly pray that Greenberg's sinister plan never succeeds, and we will not rest until Schneiderman's attempt to subvert the First Amendment is defeated." Where is Schneiderman? Why is he not at the door of AG Sessions, the United States Attorney General, saying, "Oh, wow, look what we've discovered here. We've got a plan to overthrow the government." Why aren't they filing charges against this woman in the Communist Party? That's, if he were worth his salt, that's what he would be doing.
Protecting
That's
Americans.
What he would be doing. He would be going after her.
Right.
And the revolutionary.
Instead of collaborating with
instead
her.
Instead, he's an ally.
Yeah.
He put her on the stand. It's not like she's a clinic escort associated with the clinic, and we called her to the stand. This is the Attorney General's case in chief. He's trying to advance his case. It's his witness that he put on the stand. He's collaborating with a real communist, not somebody who just wants to have a debate of ideas of communism versus capitalism. That's one thing. In America, you can have that debate. You can have different views. But what you can't do is actively participate and advocate the overthrow of the United States of America and replace it through physical, actual armed resistance and force with the new socialist republic of North America in North America. And that's what she is advocating. So it is so shocking on so many fronts, and it's shocking that the highest law enforcement officer would be complicit with this kind of trash idea and participation of violent overthrow in order to suspend the First Amendment and to say that we don't have the luxury in America of having our own viewpoints. Well, that applies only to communist regimes. we do have the luxury in America, I would say, clearly, to have our own viewpoints. Stand with us, because this is such a shocking case. It has been going on for weeks. It has taken lots and lots of hours and lots of resources for us to be there to defend liberty and to defend our client. We can't do it without your prayers, and certainly we need your financial support. I pray that you come alongside of us to support us now. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776 and make a difference in your community, lc.org.